This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm going to throw up.
I don't know if we should do this.
No, we should do it. That's the reason it's called The Secret Show, and it ain't the kids.
Oh, it's The Secret Show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, and intern Anthony. And okay, so this all started because... Oh, and by the way, please don't listen to this with kids around or out loud at the office. Keep your earpods in.
I thought you were just going to leave it. Please don't listen to this.
Well, it's about, you know, it's about gross stuff. Because the day started with Anthony stepping in some stuff on the way in to where, you know, we usually work. We're not in the studio, but Anthony is. And there was a trail of what looked like poop.
Right. And I pride myself on keeping this studio spotless. I mean, you could eat off the countertops in here. I disinfect everything every morning. On top of the fact that there's only three other people that work in this entire vicinity.
No.
With me right now because of social distancing. I came in this morning. I go to put my my security card against the door, and when I looked down to get my card, I noticed that there was a legitimate, and I'm not exaggerating this for the sake of the story, pile of shit in front of me.
I'm going to throw up.
There was no trail behind
it. Are you sure it's what?
It's 1,000, because you can smell it just a little bit.
Are you shitting me? Sorry.
I'm not shitting you. It's real. It's kind of smeared as if someone stepped in it. It's about 3 inches thick.
It sounds... I mean, did you study where it came from? Did it come from the elevators? Like, someone step in something outside? Or did it come from the bathroom?
Right.
Someone didn't clean themselves?
The bathroom's about, I want to say, 50 feet away from where the shit lies right now. And there's no trail. It just starts there and then slowly drips... And I'm trying not to be gross here, but there's stains that drip along the path back into our studio.
So what are you trying to say? That somebody took a shit in the studio?
I'm not saying that didn't happen. That's
Come on, that cannot be true. Although, you know, I will say that, about 5 years ago, there was someone that in the ladies' room would decide to smear that substance all over this stall.
What?
Never heard of that?
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, there's like they would like what I said. I can't say it again.
Wait, I'm going to repeat it for you. There's a woman who smeared shit in the women's room in our building.
All over this stall. Yes. And so it would happen once a week. And I remember, like, this, you know, email went out. I mean, this has happened before because years ago, like 20 years ago, my sister-in-law used to work at a huge insurance company in New Jersey. And there was a mad pooper in the place who would do the same thing. It's
the
like
mad
a psychological,
shitter?
It's like a psychological disorder. Yeah. And it's real. People really do that.
Yeah. People really do that in jail.
Yeah. No.
Not.
No. The whole thing kind of felt angry to me, like, whoa, somebody hates the world, kind of a feeling. You know what I mean? Like, why would anybody do that? Or even,
That's why awful.
Should we talk about this?
Yeah.
We already did. It's over.
Man.
What gets me is that Anthony said only two other people and him go in that studio. So that means you must have an idea of who took a shit in our studio.
I hope I don't.
I don't think it was in the studio. I don't.
Well, here's the problem, Karen. You see a light trail going towards the main door of our offices. And then just
a light trail?
A light trail. It's literally like a light trail, and then there is a plop right by the door. And it looks as if, maybe, I'm not saying someone squatted.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying that maybe there was an accident and it went down someone's pants and fell out of the bottom. Maybe that's what happened.
Are we even sure what the substance is?
100%. Like, there is no doubt in my mind.
You know what you need to do? You got to get down there on your hands and knees.
Now, come on.
And you need to give it a good sniff.
Ew, just get a piece of paper and put it on the paper and see.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, because like maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's dirt.
Chocolate.
It doesn't look like dirt, and it doesn't look like chocolate, and it's got kind of a stench to it. And you want me to put a piece of paper under it and put it up to my nose as if it's my grandmother's
HR
sauce?
Oh, man.
You're making me choke. Nauseating. For HR canceling purposes, I don't want to force you to do it, but you damn well know that if Karen and I were there, we would smell that shit.
No, I
would,
don't think so.
I'm a mother, so I'm constantly smelling like, what is this stuff on the floor? Because I just want to know, like, did someone have an accident? Like, you'll see when you have kids. You're just covered in poop.
No, smell it.
But not that, no, this is like a problem.
Smell
that it's
it.
At work.
I hate that this is like a legitimate mental disorder that some people have. Because awful.
It feels angry to me. It feels like an anger thing. But this sounds like an accident, what you're talking about. God, who wants to walk into work and step in that?
Right.
Although, stepping in shit does mean good things. You know, when you see somebody really successful, wow, they stepped in some shit.
Yeah, they say that. That's insane.
So, you know, look at it like a good thing.
No, I almost ruined my sneakers.
It's chocolate.
It is chocolate, probably.
So you're telling me it's a lump of chocolate that melted, and then there's trails of the lump of chocolate faded into the ground.
How many more times with me asking you to smell it until you go to HR?
I know.
Like, I really think that you should smell it.
It was 3 times ago. I can't do that. It makes me queasy to just think about the fact that when we are done with this podcast, I have to go back out there and walk over a pile of poop.
Well, Kelly Ford from New York's country works right next to you. What did she say about it?
So I kind of warned her before she came in because I got in earlier than her, and our studios are right next door to each other. And I said, be careful when you come in because there's a pile of poop right outside the door when you walk in. Mm-hmm. And then I saw her come in, so I kind of observed to see how she was going to, you know, handle it. She walked over it and went, oh, I expected more.
She's a mother, too.
Yeah, she's a mom.
I mean, not that it's okay to have feces on the floor at work, but, I mean, you know, when you said pile, it's like a smear.
It's a pile that turns into a smear.
Oh,
it kind of fades in.
We got to change the subject.
Like
I
a
can't.
Fancy dessert.
I'm going to barf.
There is one shitty experience that I can't ever forget.
Oh,
that Anthony
really
doesn't let
tell
me forget.
That? You're really going to tell
no.
that?
I mean, we talk about it once
Johnny,
a week.
It's the return of the story of shit dick.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys, I just want everyone that's listening to this podcast know that this is, you know, we're very close and we talk about really everything off the air. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Awful
we really
things.
Do. like husband and wife kind of conversations.
Yep.
So, Johnny, the fact that you're actually going to talk about this, I commend you.
I'm scarred.
Because we kept
the
secret. We kept the secret, you know.
If I let it out, maybe I'll feel better.
I don't know. Go ahead, try.
It was last year. It was pre-COVID times, and I had to use the restroom. And so I went into the men's room to do my business.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. This is
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait.
Okay.
Before you go any further, here's his first mistake. He does not line the toilet bowl with toilet paper before he sits down in a public restroom. That's your first mistake.
I used to do it, but now who could be bothered? You give it a wipe once, and then you sit down. It's fine.
Okay, and how fine was it for you?
This particular time, Kara, was not fine because I looked down, and I guess my thingy
your male member.
My male member was was brushed up against the toilet bowl, and when I looked at that particular moment, there happened to be else's.
No.
Stop.
Didn't you wipe it first?
I didn't see it until it was too late and my thing touched the thing.
Hence the name
Shit dick.
Yeah, I'm not saying it.
Okay. So I came back, though, and I told Anthony and Karen.
Something's wrong with us. This is what we talk about.
Should I go to the doctor? Should I get tested for something? When's the last tetanus shot I got?
Anthony wanted you to go for a complete, operation.
Do you remember he came back to the studio in a cold sweat and he was pale? And he was like, I don't know what to do. I mean, it touched it. It grazed it. Maybe the tip of it only touched it. I don't know what's going on. Do you remember how panicky he was over this?
I was, but you know, remember how I dealt with it? I'm like, you're fine. Yeah. It's all, I have boys.
Rub some dirt on it.
Just wipe it off. You're good. Just go wash.
God, ew.
Come on. Mothers have dealt with worse. I'm telling you.
So what wound up happening with that? Do you still have SD or did you get rid of it?
Everything was fine, except you don't let me live it down. Every week you bring it up. And so now I've put it out here to the airwaves, and I'm sorry for anybody listening.
I want people to message you if you're hearing this right now.
I want you to message
Johnny on Instagram and write, shit dick.
I think that you are not the only one that happened to. You just can't be.
Really, no, Karen? Thank you for trying to make me feel better. But
listen, I know you're horrified by it, but like I said, I'm a mom. If you saw the state of my bathroom with three kids trying to potty train, who's to say I didn't do it?
Oh, right, cool. But these aren't my three
Except
adorable
I know.
Children.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
These are our disgusting male coworkers.
Oh, Anthony, I really hope it's not poop on the floor for you.
Well, I'm going to find out in a couple of minutes as I go off into this shitty hallway.
Whose poop was it? Was it Boomer Esiason? Was it... Who else did we work with? Was it Scott Shannon?
Well, let's think of all the culprits it could be. The producer for Scott Shannon in the morning. It could be anyone
from... Oh, my God. Don't try to name the person.
Well, I'm not saying a specific person.
Oh.
It could be the night operator of our music here.
I'm telling you right now, somebody had chocolate and smeared it.
I'm just saying.
Just smell it, Anthony.
There's so many culprits.
All right,
it could be...
I'm going to barf. Am I sure I want to put my name on this podcast?
It's The Secret Show without Karen Carson.
Yeah.
The podcast is not complete until you smell that poop.
I'm not doing it. I'm sorry, guys.
But it might be chocolate, and then this whole thing is for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you made us go down roads that we really didn't need to go down.
Right. And then my nose has the same kind of cells on it that his Brajol does.
Okay.
Very All good. Right.
And this is
Very
where we're
good.
Gone. Have a great day.
Oh, that's it? That's how we're going to end it? Great.
Told you it wasn't for kids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.